What's good?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
We don't know.
Oh, good morning, Lagos. 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome you officially to the show this morning. It's
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and always, this black man is seated next to me.
Wherever. Black Lives Matter. All right. My name is Fred. This lovely morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be fun like every other day. Monday to Friday, 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. If you miss anything, don't miss this because you need it. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Doctor's prescription.
Yeah.
5 times a week.
Don't miss
two
a dose.
2 hours.
Yeah.
If you miss it, it's all on you, man.
It's on you.
It's on you.
That's not on us.
We've done our part. Mm-hmm. We said we'll be here. We here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't take the dose, it's your problem. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank God it's Thursday, because you know we always throw back on Thursday, and that music by Wande Coal. Follow us. Hey, bumper to bumper.
Eh? Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper. Yeah. Ah, I remember when that song was a banger.
Yeah. Miriam, let me just digress. I know you like reading a lot. Have you read this book by Unago? It's a beautiful book that I recommend. I know I'm not supposed to advertise books here, but I'm doing it. And if Manime wants me to pay, I'll pay. Unago, this book, 100 pages, you can read it anytime. It's for these elections. And if you don't buy
this
book.
The title of the book.
It is, if we vote, yeah, he said, if we vote tribe and religion.
It's a must read then.
Yeah, it's by Unago C. Wayne.
Really? That's not a real book. you crazy man. Unago Sinwi. If you vote by tribe.
Yes, the title of the book
or religion.
Is if you vote tribe and religion by Unago.
See
for then his surname is Wayne. Yeah. So by the
Well,
book,
I can't believe I actually fell for that crap.
Unago see we.
I think that's wisdom for this morning. That's our morning boost. Our morning boost is that if you don't buy that book,
buy this
read
book.
It.
It's titled "If We Vote Tribe and Religion." It is by a guy called Unago
Si
Mwe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Lagos. I can't.
It's a bestseller, honestly,
especially this one. I can't. Anyway, as usual, we start off the show with sounding off on matters arising, issues that are affecting you, me, everybody else, of course, socially, economically, and otherwise. And this morning, it's affecting us on all three sides. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Here's sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's brought to Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100 meters hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates.
What's up, Lagos, baby?
Oh, yeah, it is. What's up, Lagos? It's 14 minutes past hour, going on 15, and we'll bring you Sound Off. Well, the Minister of Water Resources, spoke at the meeting that was had yesterday, I think, about what is going on in the country, the flood situation. And I think I'll just go straight into this and read what I have in front of me right here. It says the Minister of Water Resources, speaking at the event that the president was seated at, talking about the flood situation and what is actually going on in Nigeria, that we have more than 612 people dead already as we speak and land taken away. He said it will take 30 years of consistent financial investment to control the devastating flood in Nigeria. The federal government said yesterday, and that 612 persons are dead, 1.4 million displaced following the recent floods. The Minister of Water Resources, Suleiman Adamu, was briefing newsmen at the outcome of the Federal Executive Council meeting at the presidential villa. He declared that nobody can stop the natural disaster in the country, noting that the government could only minimize the impact. Yes, they can't stop, but they can minimize. And he said that there are plans in place, things are going on. According to Adamu, there's supposed to be an investment that will take 3 years to mitigate in the short term, and it'll take 3 years to complete. And I'm checking, if this administration is starting this thing now and the administration is ending in less than a year, how does it go on? Well, they say government is a continuum, and that goes on. So he said that the floods, natural issue, they will come and they will go. But Mr. Rajiv Fashola also said that the federal government is not to blame for this, what happened, that the people were reluctant. They did not want to leave. People that were living in floodplain areas, they were warned to leave that area, to go to another place, but they did not agree to move. And that this is not the federal government's fault. It's the state and the local government that are supposed to take people away. So the federal government is completely absolved in this. It's not their problem. It is the state and the local government that are supposed to resettle people that were reluctant to go anywhere. And the people are saying, we have nowhere to go to. You've not told us where to go to. But I say, the federal government, don't talk about the federal government. They are not the people to blame. You blame the local government and the state government. And I'm asking, whenever will anybody ever take any responsibility for anything in this country? Whenever will someone say, I'm sorry, I offended, I'm sorry, it was an oversight, I'm sorry, I should have done what I should have done. Right now, I want to resign, or I want to do something. Now, it's not the federal government's fault. It's the state and the local government that were supposed to tell the people the floodplain areas, take them to another place, move them from point A to point B. And now we're trading blame when more than, if the government tells you 612 people, you can multiply that by two. 1.4 million people displaced, houses, roads. The Minister of Transport said more than 80 billion naira worth of roads are destroyed as we speak. And this is nobody's fault. The local government area and the state government, the local government and state government are actually to blame for this. Pushing this, Miriam is you, Stretch is you, but people are dead and the country is in the state it is right now.
I'm just at a loss for words, but I always find my way, find a way to put something in there. It's sad that we have all developed some sort of Stockholm syndrome, you know? It's these people are playing with us. We're forgetting about the fact that this is going to cause some food shortage, if not a serious
famine,
you know, serious case of food shortage. We're not even thinking about the waterborne diseases that are going to, you know, come as a result of. I mean, I saw, you know, the CNN guy who was reporting, and the water was literally, it wasn't knee high, it was almost up to his waist. And this is for a tall guy.
Yeah.
So we're not looking at that. We're not looking at babies and the health of these children. We're not looking at these properties that have been lost and lost forever. Land that has been overtaken by this water. We're here trading blames.
It's not my fault.
We're more interested in politics.
It's not me, it's
and
you.
The campaigns. Which yes. election do you want to hold if those areas are unable to go for those votes? Or rather, if you're not going to be able to get votes for those from those areas, because where are the polling units going to be situated?
Yenagoa is almost gone as we speak.
Look at Kogi.
Capital.
Look at, I mean, it's just, I do not understand why we have a government, this government, and I'm not just talking about President Buhari and members of his executive council, I'm talking about all governments at all levels. I do not understand why you cannot learn to take responsibility as opposed to saying, well, I want to take responsibility, yes. but I want to blame this other person.
They should have
this
moved
has
to
not
where
gone
there's
yet.
No flaw. They should
move
have gone.
To where?
How?
What other contingency plan have you put in place for these people? Tell me. Do we go back to the IDPs and how they were suffering? Should we dig that up? Come on, guys. Come on. The elections are around the corner. Yeah. Stop this blame game. These are Nigerians you swore to serve and protect. Where are you now that they need you?
Where are you?
I'm sick of people going to give people noodles.
Millions.
noodles, cups of rice. Is that a joke?
The trend now is wives of presidential aspirants. We donated 50
Everything
million.
Is politics to
We're
you
giving
guys.
50 million to those. We're giving 100 million. Does that sort anything out?
We don't care how much you're giving. Why was that dam not built? And I'm not just asking President Buhari's government. I'm asking all the governments before now. Why wasn't that dam built? And if you're saying, oh, well, my predecessor didn't build it. Well, you've been here almost 8 years.
Yes, what did you do?
What
have
you
done?
It's such a shame that we, and there are people who are going to call on this station and support governments and say, well, this government did not do bad. Well, it's the government that is here now that is the problem. No, they're all to blame. And the earlier that we start seeing through these people, the better for us, because the elections are here. I laugh.
Unago, go and buy that
Sing
book.
We.
Unago, Sing we. And that book, you need to buy it.
That sound off.
Can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobias Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba Magistrate Court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep up to date.
It's WhatsApp Lagos, baby. Get set.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. 22 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's time for us to get our musings on the way. But I look, first things first, I think we need to talk about this. Let's not muse today. Our muse should be on this book.
Yeah.
I think that we should muse on this
you
book
should
today.
Buy, yeah, we'll talk about the book and yes. ask if you want to read this book, yeah?
Or have you read it?
Have you read the book?
Book? Or seen a summary of the book?
Yeah.
Because we need to know.
It's a bestseller.
Have you met Unago Sinwi?
Unago. Si could be for Callistus or something. Wen, I don't know where he's from, but Unago Sinwi.
That's our musing this morning, and we want to find out. Would you read this book? Especially now that we're getting ready for elections.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this issue of voting along religious and ethnic lines? And is that the Nigeria that we're all looking for? What will that even solve at the end of the day? And why are we letting ourselves be divided along these lines? These are questions that are begging for answers. Unago Sinwi, I think we should bring him into the studio.
Yeah, I think we should. He's a bestseller. 100, you can finish that book.
I mean, do you know what it is to be like a New York Times bestseller?
Bestseller.
Like, it's...
Unago is a good writer.
Yeah, he's an amazing writer.
Yeah.
And Unago Sinwi is an amazing Nigerian.
So this year has been...
All right, you're ready in Lagos. It's 10:43 and it is What's Up, Lagos?
Yes!
Okay, we asked you, I mean, we're actually panel beating that, we're changing it a bit. We told you about this wonderful book. Yes, if you vote tribe and religion, that book, 100 pages by a man called Unago. C for Callistus or Charles, then his surname is Win, W-I-I-I-N. Yeah, so is if you vote Religion and Tribe by Unago Sinwi. And we're asking, do you have any other books you think people should read? Yeah? Do you have any other books that people should read? And we're having people send us messages here before we go to the phone lines.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Marianne and Stretch, now one for you, Unago. Who are read the book? We are all already leaving the book. We dey hear am, no be small. We need to vote wisely. Tosin Oyedele is your name. And this one says, okay, messages coming in here. I also recommend, this one said, good morning, Marianne and Stretch. I also recommend the book, Governance is Local, written by Unane Varedi. Una Never Ready. I think I'll get
Una
that
Never
book.
Ready.
Una Never Ready. That's his name. With all the myriads of problems the federal government is currently faced with, you still think the state and local government should not be blamed? Are the state and local governments not closer to the people than the federal government? Before you begin to argue with me, please go and read the book Governance is Local, written by Una Never Varedi. Kaide from Ikwaje. Kaide, we'll check up that book.
Kaide, we're going to look for that book. Sure that that also is a New York Times bestseller.
Unane Varedi.
Una Never Ready.
All right, Chai. What am I here? Okay, that one says what he said. This one's, okay, Mercy. Mercy, we apologize, but I'm sure this will be sorted out today, all right?
Yes, so for those of you who are just joining us, it's WhatsApp Lagos 10:45 on the clock. And we're musing on a book that we think all of you should read. Mm-hmm. If you are Nigerian, you must have heard of the writer Onago.
Onago is his first name.
He's a superb writer.
Man.
And he just released this 100-pager called...
If You Vote, Tribe and Religion.
Yes.
That's the title of the book.
Yes.
And his name is Onago. U-N-A-G-O. The C is probably for Charles or something. Mm. His surname is Wayne.
Yes. Onago C. Wayne. Go look for that book if you haven't read it. But then have you read any books that are similar to that? Because you see, we're still talking about voting along religious and, of course, ethnic lines. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, Onago C. Wayne is saying you need to read that book before you go into elections. And then, of course, the one that was recommended for us.
Onane.
Yes,
it says Governance is Local by Onane Varedi. Onane Varedi. This was, I have a book titled How to Survive in Nigeria by Onago C. Shege.
These Onagos are very good writers.
Onago is
I need to know what tribe Onago
is from. I
think it's from.
Benue or something.
It's a name from,
Onago C. Shege. That's a book titled How to Survive in Nigeria.
Wow.
By Onago C. Shege.
Amazing.
So let's see if you have any.
The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. What other similar books have you read in Nigeria? We're getting ready for the elections.
Yeah.
What should you know? They're in these books. Some people have said that we're living it already, but yes, you still need to read the book you to be able to know what to do come 2023.
What authors are you recommending for us?
This morning.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190 or tweet at Nigeria Info FM. Of course, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, or you can join the conversation on our WhatsApp and be part of the conversation. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. WhatsApp Lagos.
Hello, good morning.
WhatsApp Lagos. Are you there?
What's up,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Ojodu.
Joshua,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good. Man, I've seen the book. I've read the book as well, man. The book is awesome. Onago C. Wayne is a good writer.
Thank you.
Seriously, especially the chapter 4 of the book.
Uh-huh.
Go get your PVC.
That place got me.
I really learned a lot.
I made sure that every member of my family read that chapter 4. They read it out loud. Get your PVC.
I got 5 copies of the book. And
Thank you very much for calling. Amazing.
Testimonies are coming in. Woo! People are reading this book.
Onago C. Wayne is an amazing writer. And I think I can't wait to read Onago C. Shege's book.
Yeah, Onago C.
Surviving in Nigeria.
But I also like the way the Onago writes. He captures it from the first page.
Yes. And he's telling you the story from a personal view. It's not necessarily something he heard. He's talking about something that he has experienced. So it's really beautiful.
Okay. There's another one. This one says Stretch of Life. Okay. So by now, Nigerians never read Ladder to Japa by Mbano Rono. Okay. The author is from Front of the Back of Niger. Okay, name is basically Mbanorono. Okay.
Mbanorono.
I think I also get to read.
So he's from the front of the back of the Niger. That's amazing.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos? If you like, Don't Vote Competence by Nayu Sabi.
Ha! Okay. I think I know that guy.
I went for
author's meeting, okay. and he was there.
Now you sabi. Yeah, the paragraph 16 of page 16 is a must read. Ooh. As a people, bring these titles.
What books have you been reading? Yes.
This one says, have you seen Borrow Me Money by Who Send You? Okay.
Oh, Who Send You? He's Chinese.
Yeah, Who Send You?
Who Send You? Borrow Me Money.
Borrow Me Money by Who Send You? thank you for bringing those titles to this place. Okay. This started from Unago.
Yeah, let's go back to the phone lines. Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Victor. I'm calling from Denshong Town.
Right. Okay. Victor, you need to turn off your radio. Walk away from it, please.
All right.
Victor.
Yep.
Okay. So do you have any tattoos?
That's so interesting. That's not the same way.
Yeah.
I tried the chapter 3. Me, I like chapter 3 so much.
Chapter 3?
I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, what made it for you in that chapter? What did you see there that you liked?
Bye, it's Sapa or Promax, man.
Okay.
Sapa Promax. Okay. Oh, Sapa Promax, where is he from?
No, he said he's from the Nagosinwin book.
Yeah, I want to recommend another book for you.
Okay, which one?
Down, if you vote wrongly, 2023. Yeah.
Okay.
You never see anything.
You never see anything.
Okay,
I'll check that. I've not heard about that writer.
Please check him out.
Thank you so much for recommending. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Wow.
All right. Well, these books, amazing authors.
Yeah. My library will fill up before the election starts.
I mean, we have a lot to read. Yeah. A lot of pages to go through. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01-465-7190. Mm. Those are the numbers for you to call. And you can be part of the conversation on WhatsApp with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We want to hear from you. What books have you read about Nigeria by some of these very amazing authors like Unago Siwe?
Which one are you recommending? We're recommending you to read If We Vote Religion and Tribe.
Yes.
Yeah. By Unago.
See?
The C is the middle name. C, it could be for Charles. I don't know what.
It could be Callistus.
Yeah. Win is W-I-I-I-N. Mm. I don't know where he's from. Maybe from Plateau State. I don't know.
I like the guy who's from the front and the back of the Niger.
Yeah, yeah.
And Who Send You is talking about money.
Yeah,
Borrow Me.
Chinese,
have you
Chinese
seen Borrow
author.
Me Money? Mm,
Borrow Me Money. Who Send You?
Who Send You?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, Trust to Life.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. My name is AD from Ogun State.
Okay,
AD. Are you recommending a book? Have you read the one?
No, I want to recommend a book. Okay. Naija Mugu 19.
Naija
Mugu 23.
Naija Mugu 23. By who?
Yeah. By No Let Him Catch You. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, I'll Google that.
No Let Him Catch You.
Okay.
Sounds normal.
Yes, like No Let Him.
No Let Him Catch You. Oh.
Maybe the spelling, we'll try to get the spelling later.
Yeah.
No Let Him Catch You. Mugu 20. So in other words, you fall Mugu in 2023.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, wow.
I think there could be nuggets of truth in that book.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let's read some messages because our time is almost
okay,
up.
So let's go straight to this. This one says, good morning. Have you read Consequences of Voting Wrong? By
Pepe sounds very Latin American.
What's up, Lagos? Can we have the book shared here, please? Okay, the e-copy is not yet out.
Mm.
Okay, please read the book From Bottom to Bottomless by Amy Lokan. Okay. Khan, like is okay.
Amy Lokan.
All right. Remember, okay, so remember she will be 33 in 23, written by Weedon Wise.
I think it sounds Mongolian.
Okay, maybe Asian.
These
guys write.
Wow. Amazing stuff.
Miriam, these guys write.
They write. Bestsellers.
Patrick, thank you so much for sending me that. Oh. We're writing down these names.
We done wise.
We done wise.
I think I'm going to take one last call before we go for that break. Mm-hmm. Hopefully time is on our side. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, no, we don't have time. In case you're just joining us, it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it is What's Up Lagos? Yes, you know, on Thursdays, we bring the lawyer girl into the studio to give us some information about the law and legalese. She speaks a lot of legalese for us. Mm-hmm. And today, we're going to talk about something, a touch base with you, because you see, landlords and tenants is all of us. Landlord is you. Tenant is me. Landlord can also be me. Tenant can be you.
Estate owner, me. Tenant, you.
I'm the landlord of Lagos.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Anyway, so she's going to talk about the rights of both landlords and tenants. And our guest, as usual, you know her, the very gorgeous Olamide Onifade. She is a family lawyer and a real estate lawyer. Olamide, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Looking like a saint this morning.
Thank you, Miriam.
Very saintly.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you, Stretch. I missed you guys last week.
Hey, the way that they greeted you, Stretch, is with a lot of anger. Stretch.
As well.
You know, I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, and we missed you.
I had two matters in court.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, both courts did not sit.
Can you beat that?
Wow. And you left off for no reason.
I can imagine.
Look at this.
Well, she's right here now. And we're going to be talking to her, and she's going to be giving us insights. And I like the way she actually appears very unassuming.
Very.
When she opens up to talk to you, she actually tells you things and lets you know that she knows her onions. All right, so.
You know your tomatoes.
I wish I could cook. All right, so let's get straight to this lovely, lovely morning. And let us start in Granta. We're hearing some transference.
Right, so let's talk about landlord and tenant. Olamide, what are the different rights? Because you see, I can buy a house, I can own a house, and then I decide to build the house or renovate the house and then give a bit of it or part of it to somebody, rent it out. What do I need to know before even renting out that apartment?
What do you need to know as a landlord? I thought we're starting with the right of the tenant.
Okay, let's start with the tenant.
No,
fine. Want to...
I was kidding. Landlords have their rights and tenants have their rights.
Okay.
So they have corresponding obligations towards each other. So the right of the tenant is the obligation
of the landlord.
Of the landlord. And the right of the landlord is the obligation
of the tenant.
Of the tenant. It should be a mutually beneficial relationship. So the starting point for any tenancy agreement or relationship is your tenancy agreement.
Okay.
It should never, ever be underestimated.
Tenancy agreement.
It forms the bundle of your rights in your tenancy agreement, in a tenancy relationship with your partner. With your landlord. A lot of people just move into their apartment without any tenancy agreement. And when a disagreement occurs, they have to go to court. What is the court going to, how does the
legislate
court
on,
protect your rights? Because tenancy relationship is anchored on tenancy agreement. It's an interplay between the law of contract and the law of property.
Okay.
So whatever you sign at the inception of your property, of your tenancy, is what you get.
So because you see, more people are very desperate when they're looking for a place to live, you know. All you need to do is, how much is the money? If it's something I can pay, I want to quickly pay so I can go into the place. Is it fixed? Is it painted? Most people don't necessarily settle down to read the fine print. Why should that fine print be important? And why should we sit down, settle down and read it?
If I say to you that I do not understand the intricacies of getting apartments, especially in somewhere in Lagos, it's a lie. There's the power balance is not shared between both the tenant and
the landlord
because of the low supply of apartment and high demand. However, it's a step that every reasonable tenant should take, regardless of the fact that in most cases, shelter, you know, it's very, very important. So I know a lot of people are always like, probably I have to move. So they don't. But I think it's something that you should consider before you start the tenancy
journey.
Okay, so when there's this agreement, this document, can a landlord, do you need a lawyer to get the document as a landlord, or do you just put, because I've seen an agreement that said some crazy things like you don't come back before 7, you don't,
it is his house now.
Okay,
if you sign to it, you'll be bound by it. Yeah. That's why I said you must read your tenancy agreement before you append your signature. And you don't get your tenancy agreement when you have paid. You should be asking to see what it's like
before you pay.
But the the landlords, you will pay, you move into the apartment 2 months after they start sending your tenancy agreement.
So what should you do
at that point? Do you understand?
So do I get a lawyer at that point? Because
do you refuse to sign?
Yeah.
That is why I said at the inception, when you are negotiating, ask to see what the tenancy agreement it's like. If you can afford the services of a lawyer, please give it to a lawyer to read for you and see if there are any clauses that will be inimical to you. So they bring it to fore at that time. Then you know if you want to go into the property.
Before you pay. You recommend before you pay.
Before you pay. If you can afford the services of a lawyer, please. But if you can't, at least there are some things that you as a lay person,
I read myself, the one
can
I read,
identify.
Woman, it was like I was going to a dormitory. She said, I don't have more than 4. It was somewhere in Lekki. You don't have more than 4 guests in a week. They don't let people, you know, you have to pass by my window, and we don't allow more than 4 people to pass through. There are no cars should be parked in front of this place. I said, if you're using this generator, when we're using the big generator or the small generator, this is. So when I saw it, and I like went, this, I have to do this, say yes, the last person that was there did this. So like that was my deal breaker.
So to start with, regardless of the fact that your tenancy agreement is the basis, is the anchor of the relationship, there are some rights that the law protect.
Okay.
Regardless of the situation, regardless of what you sign.
Okay.
This is embedded in your relationship. It's a legal right that
you should. So that's actually what I was asking.
So we'll start from there.
Okay, so
the first thing is the right to peace and quiet and exclusive possession of the property. As a landlord, the moment you rent out your property to a tenant and you collect a consideration for that, which is money.
Alias money.
Thank you. Your rights are suspended on that property as long as that tenancy is subsisting.
Suspended.
Is in abeyance. So you cannot be a landlord after you have rented out the apartment and still exerting, you know, authority. That space, whether it's one room or is a flat, it belongs to that person.
There's a landlord that calls his tenants out to pray. Come on, people don't come and pray.
No.
You hit their dog, big.
No.
We pray in this house by this time.
That is interference on their privacy rights.
Okay.
You have exclusive use of that property. Exclusive. As a tenant, I'm not talking about the common areas.
Yeah.
Probably the
your place. Okay.
But that's your property. Is your exclusive right.
Wow.
And what you just talked about is an interference on the privacy right. You can't do that. They are not your children. Your tenants are not your children. And also, when you pay, you must get a receipt of payment.
Very important.
It is your right. Because, excuse me, and tenants, please don't pay in cash. always do something that is traceable, alias transfer. Bank,
Or go and pay into a bank account and get a teller.
Yes, it is very, very important, because I've seen cases like, oh, you didn't pay me, you paid half, you didn't pay on this or so date, and all of that. So it's very crucial that you pay in this. It's not very easy.
Traceable,
Yes, it's traceable. You get your tenancy agreement, is also your right.
Okay.
Then no landlord has the right to, how would I put it, to resort to self-help when they want to evict a tenant.
Like they
Interfering with your water, interfering with your light, and all of that. Once you are a tenant, and being a tenant doesn't necessarily mean because there's a tenancy agreement between us. Oral agreement is fine. Yes. Once that
To say that there was an agreement?
Hold on. Once that tenancy doesn't exceed 3 years, you can have an oral agreement by law. But the agreement would not, you know, document speaks for itself. But if you have an oral agreement, it will not be subject to you said, you said I didn't say, and all of that. So it's better to draft it. So you have all your rights embedded in it.
Okay.
However, so the point I was going to make is, if a tenant pays to you, once a tenant pays to you and you collect rent and you move and the tenant moves into that property, it becomes your tenant. And if you have to evict that person, you have to go to court.
Wow.
Okay, we'll talk about the...
Regardless of there's tenancy agreement or not, once there's an exchange of money...
Provable exchange.
So even if you find somebody on your property, perhaps Marianne lives in the property but decided to pass it to Stretch.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to sublet. That is one of the covenants in most agreements. You're not supposed to sublet. But in a case you now do it, your landlord now... Now collects money from Stretch. You can't come around again to say...
You're not the person I gave the house to.
No, it automatically becomes...
It has moved.
Yes.
But how do we deal with that? Because I gave Stretch my house in trust. I'm certain, because again, because we have a tenancy agreement, I don't necessarily have to check up on Stretch to be sure what he's doing with my house.
I didn't get that.
I'm going to your question, the last thing that you said. You're saying that if I sublet, whether I like it or not, that tenant is still my tenant. Whether...
Are you the landlord now?
Yes, I'm the landlord. Okay, so I'm saying, where does that leave me? Because we have a tenancy agreement, but the agreement is between Stretch and I, not with the person he subletted to. So I don't have to check up on Stretch every day to know who's living there. But then I now realize that somebody else is living there.
Okay.
Does that not shortchange me? And where's my own right?
Now I get it. Automatic is a covenant. In most agreement is a covenant that you should not sublet a property. The moment Stretch sublets your property, you are entitled by law to go to court for recovery of that premises. And you don't need to serve him a quit notice. You only need to serve him a 7-day owner's intention to recover. You only need to issue 7 days because he has breached a very, very fundamental part of that. So you don't need a quit notice. And I was going to come to the issue of quit notice.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yes, you as a tenant, you're entitled to a valid quit notice.
Okay.
But it is subject to what you sign. Some people are always saying, oh, my landlord didn't give me 6 months. He has to give me 6 months. No, he doesn't have to give you 6 months. If you sign in your tenancy agreement that he can evict you after serving you 1 month or no service at all, no quit notice at all.
That's what you are bound.
What is important is that 7-day notice. That is called the notice of owner's intention to recover premises.
Okay.
To recover possession. So that is very important. But that quit notice is based on what you sign. But if you now have a tenancy agreement that does not make provision
for the quit notice part,
you now have to revert to the statutory provision. And what that says is, if you're a yearly tenant, and how do you determine what kind of tenancy?
You pay your rent.
What time of the year you pay your rent. So if you pay a yearly rent, then you're a yearly tenant.
Okay.
So then you're entitled to 6 months. That is if your tenancy agreement is silent on the issue of notice. If you are a half yearly tenant, that is if you pay every six months, you're entitled to three months notice. If you pay quarterly, you're entitled to 3 months. If you pay monthly, then you're entitled to a month notice.
This is why it's important to read or make sure that you have that tenancy agreement.
Okay, so there's, before you go on, there's a message here that will probably lead us to somewhere. Good morning to you all in the studio. I moved into an apartment last year, and up till now, my landlord didn't give me any receipt for payment for rent or agreement. He didn't even give me any agreement letter for which he collected money. Is this not a form of fraud? But you are living there, Ibn Praise.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say it's fraud, but it's illegal.
Okay.
What the landlord is doing is illegal because it's a fundamental, it's a right, and it's legal to do it. It's under the tenancy law of 2011. It's a provision that you must issue receipts, and you must tenancy agreement. If you like, have it orally. If you like, have it in document. But I think it should be documented. And that was, he should have been insisting for that before he moved into the property.
Okay.
I was going somewhere before you interrupted my train of thought.
I will not do that
again. I was going to say something very important.
Quick notice.
Go ahead.
Was it quick notice you were talking
about?
Yeah,
we talked about quick notice.
Okay.
I already talked about that.
Yes, you said quick notice. I'm talking about your tenure if you are a 1 month,
yes.
6 months, 3 months.
Then your rent.
Okay.
You as a tenant must, it is your right. I said your right. Your obligation to pay your rent as at when due. Now, if you do not pay your rent in 3 months, in succession of 3 months, your landlord is entitled to go to court, just issue you 7 days notice.
Well, if you don't pay, if you
your
default.
Rent, if you default in your rent payment, you don't have to give you 6 months quick notice.
Let me try to paint a scenario. I'm supposed to pay every March. And this year, instead of March, I pay June. I say, sorry, give me 3 months. Sorry, sir.
If he condones that.
Yeah, he gets me. I pay 3 months after March when I'm supposed to pay. I do that consistently. Does that give him the leeway to send me out with this?
How do you mean consistently?
Like every year. This year, I am late by 3 months. Next year, I am late by 2 months. But I pay.
But in 3 months succession, if he can elect to take you to court without issuing you 6 months notice. Okay. You know, every tenant, they're always coming to me to say, it depends on what you did. Then if you do not use the property for the intended purpose, your landlord can go to court and just issue you 7 days notice and is in court to evict you. By the following week, you're in court for eviction.
Wow.
So if, for instance, that property is basically residential, you let it because of residential purposes, and you now convert it into a church. As a landlord, I can evict you.
Holy Ghost.
I'll be going to court. I will just give you a week notice, and I'll be going to court to evict you. And the issue of quit notice will not be an issue because it's, in most agreements, is very fundamental. It's a covenant. So if you look at your agreement, when you say covenant, those ones are, if you breach, yes, they are sacrosanct. If you breach it, it entitles your landlord to determine
whether you stay or go.
No, that language, determine, means end your relationship.
So terminate it. Hey.
Yes, immediately.
Wow. There's a lot that we need to unpack this morning. Our guest, Olamide Onifade, is a family lawyer and also a real estate lawyer. She's talking to us this morning about landlord and tenancy rights. Of course, we want you to be part of the conversation in Lagos, but we will go for a quick break. When we come back after that break, we will be taking your thoughts and the comments. We are live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info Lagos. That's 99.3. So www.nigeriainfo. facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3. Okay. And then, of course, we're live on YouTube. We want you to join the conversation. If you have had any issues, you've come into any kind of wahala with your landlord or even with your tenant, because you see, the landlords always complain, my tenant, these tenants will not kill me. The tenants also are saying, okay, landlord, travel and see. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Yes, we can do it next time. It's 11:42 on the clock, and we have a lot of messages, and our lawyer is reeling to go. I don't think she can take everything here today, but we will do this next. We will complete this next. But let's start.
We always have spillover.
Do as much as we can. Yeah. Okay, this one says, hi, Stretch and Marianne, and what beats me is why in the world do I have to pay a landlord's lawyer to draft an agreement in favor of the landlord? For God's sake, he is not my lawyer. This is a serious problem. It gives me headache when there is a problem and I hire a lawyer. Who pays my lawyer? This is wrong. But in Nigeria, we have no regulation for these. I know you want to say something, but let me just move and see how many messages I can read as quickly as possible. And this says, good morning. I'm enjoying the program. My rent is due in March next year, and the lawyer served me quit notice in September. They want to carry out repair work on the building. What can I do? Vacate the property or ask for another 6 months? I'm a yearly tenant. Thank you. Wally from Ketu. This other one says, sorry for interrupting you. I'm your bill guest. My main issue is this. I have a reason to relocate due to change of job, but where I want to move into will be free by October ending, which I explained to the landlord, but he has been tormenting me with litigation and so on, insisting he must collect the rent for the ongoing 3 months, which I don't have. Meanwhile, he is holding my caution fee and didn't give any agreement letter, which I paid for. Who is now owing who? What can I do? I want to trust your judgment. Abim, praise.
Should we just take the first three?
Please take yes. the first
Okay, what was the first one?
Okay.
Hey, and I had to do it.
Yeah.
Using the landlord's barrister and having to pay him.
Okay,
to draft.
Yes. If you look at the law says whoever hires a professional should pay for it.
Okay.
So if a landlord hires the professional, they should be the one paying.
Mm.
I think the government has to look into that.
Okay. Mm.
Right. You shouldn't pay for this. What's it called?
Agreement.
Agreement and agency. You shouldn't. The landlord should be the one paying for his own.
You pay the agency. If you're not paying, you're not entering the house.
Then. Yeah, you can imagine. But these are practical issues that I understand that they are there. But what the law says, I'm just telling you what the law says.
The next issue, the one.
What's the second one?
The second one was the one the guy talking about how he wants to move. He has rent.
So who is owing who?
Yes, who is owing?
Okay. Now, a lot of people say to me, my landlord has given me a quit notice, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stay there for another 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and I won't pay. You must pay.
Really?
For every minute you spend over your rent, you should pay.
Is
whether you're in court or not.
Okay. He's a yearly tenant.
You should pay. So if you're asking for another 3 months, you should mm-hmm. be paying for it. So you just do it pro rata. Probably you just divide your rent into three and see how much that amounts to. So okay. You should pay your
okay,
rent.
This one wants to leave. This one says, no, this one, my rent is due in March and the lawyer has served me quit notice in September that they want to carry out repair works. What can I do? Vacate the property or ask for?
You should vacate the property. But if you can, I do a lot of negotiations.
Okay.
Mediation with landlords.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready to leave the property, you can ask for an extension, but he's not obligated to give it to you.
To give it to you.
Yes.
All right, going to another one. Good morning, Nigeria. Aniekan from Lekki. What is the position of the law in respect of a tenant whose tenancy has been determined but has locked or abandoned the premises up for months? It is required by law to issue a quit notice?
No, you just go to the court for...
Access?
Access, yes. The court will grant you access. If you can prove that he's not occupied, he's not turned in the key.
And
for
the tenancy, show them when he was supposed to leave the place.
You should just go to court for
access.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Daniel. Please, I want your guest to speak on the following. What about if your landlord didn't give any tenancy agreement while moving in because he or she doesn't have one, but later created one after you move in and you are not comfortable with it? What if you work, the second scenario is, what if you work in a company that deducts your rent from monthly salary and no receipt is issued? A third one is, what about other payments like security payment, which is not in the tenancy agreement?
So those are service charges.
And you're later told to pay. When you refuse, they threaten you.
That's why I said you should always get your tenancy agreement before you move in. So now he's moved in and they're just giving him the tenancy agreement. So what I would advise is for him to approach the Citizens Mediation Center.
Okay.
We have it everywhere in Lagos State. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of mediation between landlords and tenants. So it's not everything that should go to court. You can make use of the citizens. And they, in most cases, they try to settle.
Okay.
So you can use that.
All right. Can landlord increase rent 2 times in 2 years?
No.
Being that the rent was increased from 700k to 800k without letter of increment. Okay, when the rent was increased from 700 to 800k, the tenant struggled to pay. And when the rent increment of to 1 million naira came, the tenant had 500k. But because of the warning, so you're saying the landlord cannot do that? Cannot?
It shouldn't do that.
So they can't change it midway?
No. Huh. So in your tenancy agreement, there should be a clause that provides for how the rent is
often
increased.
The change will, okay.
What modalities, how you should be given a notice. And in most cases, I advocate for a year. If you're going to increase your rent, you should give your tenant a year notice.
Not that after this rent, what if you pay rent now? I tell you that next rent you're going to pay will be increased.
Yes.
Is that 1 year?
So that gives him the time whether he wants to stay in the property or leave.
I see. Well, let's take a few calls because we have about 5 to 6 minutes on the clock. 0700-993-993-993. You can call.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes. You can also call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're a landlord or a tenant. This conversation concerns everybody, so be part of it. Don't wait. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Can I remain anonymous?
Yes,
you
please.
Can. Anna, welcome.
Please, like now, somebody, one of my friends, he live in a room, just a room, was paying 6,000. They increased it to 10,000. They had to just, you know, is this fair?
I don't understand.
You said they increased it from 6,000. Okay, we hear you.
Okay, we got that. We got that.
Increased from 6,000 to 10,000.
Turn off the radio, please. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, good morning. My name is Victor.
Okay, Victor, go ahead.
VI.
Go ahead.
Please, I want to ask. I'm a tenant, and my landlord increased my own. But he told me within a year.
Okay.
So, is it okay by that?
Yeah, the lawyer says it's fine. He gives you a year notice.
A year notice. Yes.
Okay.
Right. That's fine.
The Lord is your strength.
So, of course, that year is for you to decide whether you can
to stay or
so
or
it's
you
not
can't.
For you to increase and probably the rent is due next month. Yeah. And no, that shouldn't be.
So there has to be a year notice. Okay, enough leeway. Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost our call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Morning. Please, I'm calling for something very, very important. If you are going to international airport,
yeah,
at Oshodi, there's a pedestrian bridge that enter into resettlement barracks.
Okay.
That pedestrian bridge, there's a vehicle that carry heavy load and hangs on it. So since the day they removed that vehicle out of that place, they blocked that bridge that nobody bridge is not in a good condition.
Okay.
Right now, the children that are schooling in command, they are crossing the express. It's been over a month now. Yesterday, a vehicle knocked down 2 students. Just a 1 student that they got court admission.
Okay.
A vehicle knocked them down yesterday. 2, their legs were condemned. They tore them.
Okay.
That bridge is in a sensitive position.
Yeah.
They should work on that bridge. If not, they should close the school for now.
All right.
Okay, thank good you very thank much. You. That's a very important.
I've been calling and calling. Since the children will die.
Okay. We hope that no children die.
I hope the authorities are listening.
And I think the onus is also on the owners of the school to reach out to the government of Lagos State, to just...
Because they have no choice than to cross the express.
Yes, to cross the express because that bridge is bad.
And that should be taken care of quickly. Okay, I think our lawyer should just, you have some things you want to go through. Let's see how many can take one or two.
Okay, so the first one will be the compensation done.
Okay.
So if, of course, a lot of tenants, you move into a property and you want to do it up to your taste. It is okay if you do it. But when it comes to who how are you recompensed for that? It's either you get a written consent from your landlord to say, okay, if you do this and this improvement on the property, I would reimburse you. And in most ways, it's towards your rent the following year, so you can deduct it. But if you do not get a written consent from your tenant, from your landlord, you will not be getting any compensation. So you can't just wake up and fix up the house and expect that you get a compensation from your landlord. It doesn't owe you unless you have a previous agreement. And I always say, documents speak for itself. Please write, note it.
Don't get a gentleman's agreement.
No.
Get a real agreement.
Then on the issue of entry of the landlord, a landlord shouldn't enter into a property without a previous consent from... Stretch, what are you looking at?
Looking at some.
Yeah, distracting me.
I'm sorry.
Give me eye contact. Eye to eye.
Yeah.
Finally, we are out of time. But go ahead.
Okay, so quickly, as a landlord, you shouldn't be going into the property just for it.
Okay.
You should give adequate notice to your tenant stating why you need to go into that property, and in most cases, it has to be for repairs. So he has to give you consent before you go into the property. So it has to be when he's also mutually agreeable time.
That is convenient.
If you go into a property without the tenant's agreement, consent, it could sue you for trespass.
Even as it is your house.
Your rights are in abeyance. Mm-hmm. So far you have collected
rent for that
rent
place.
From that place.
I think that people need to learn from this, and these conversations like this have to be had over and over, because this is not just a conversation, it's also educating both the landlord and the tenant. When I was a little girl, my grandmother would make sure that after payment she would sign the receipt and then put a postal stamp. I just wondered, you are giving this man receipt, why is there a 99.3